Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote? Or is there another
registered to vote and I'm a Democrat. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're really interested in your opinion and this is a very short survey.
What is the survey about?
It is about the August 20th elections. We would love to hear your opinion about that.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Now, first, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
Thank you. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate and the Florida legislature and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you don't think you will vote? If you have already voted, please let me know.
Probably I will vote.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1969.
Thank you very much. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic, one of us. That will be me.
And you. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
They got on the wrong track. We had the wrong governor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one we have is Joe Biden.
My favorite.
So is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Is my favorite now, but Joe Biden's not there anymore.
So how should I record your answer? Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Barbara Sharif.
I'm sorry, who?
Barbara Sharif.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Chad Klitzman.
Don't remember that person right now.
And never heard of him?
Yeah, I have my, my voter's card here. I started missing them already.
Thank you.
Thanks, keep going.
So how should I record your answer for Chad Klitzman?
Right now, I'm going to put never heard of him because I can't that's how I open this thing. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. And last, we have Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr. Yes.
And now what's the person's name?
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, or Barbara Sharif?
Probably Barbara Sharif.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
the first one, very certain.
Very certain. Thank you. Now, still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Is it voting rights, climate change and the environment, healthcare, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, protecting reproductive rights, education, or LGBTQ rights? Which one?
First rights, human's body.
Oh, women's reproductive rights. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And finally, women's I would rights. Like to ask you a few. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
They say that we are liberal. I don't know why, but I am conservative. But, I don't know. They call us everything. They do call us everything. I'm just a Democrat.
So how should I record your answer? Because we have a scale, if that helps. Would you call yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I am moderate, I think.
Moderate, a conservative, or liberal?
Moderate conservative, I think.
Conservative, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to college.
Thank you. And is that some college or four-year college graduate?
I didn't finish my four-year. Some college.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Joan, J-O-A-N.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.